The fall TV season starts just as Emmy Awards for the previous year are given. TV critic David Bianculli previews some of this week's new shows, but not until he gets in some words about Sunday night's Emmy program.
I gotta say, before I get started, I'm really chagrined that Twin Peaks and David Lynch got shut out at the Emmys. Twin Peaks should have won for Best Drama Series, Best Writing, and, with Kyle MacLachlan, Best Actor. Instead, it goes 0 for 7 in the major categories. Now, ignoring Twin Peaks is the dumbest thing the Emmy voters have done since, well, since last year, when they snubbed Lonesome Dove and its star, Robert Duvall. For 2 years now, the Emmy Awards have overlooked the very best work done on television. Okay, back to business. One of this week's new series premieres is a show called Evening Shade. It comes from the creators of Designing Women, and it's supposed to be a showcase for Burt Reynolds. He plays Wood Newton, a losing high school football coach in a small town in Arkansas. But even though Reynolds is at the center of Evening Shade, and is good, it's the skill and variety of the peripheral characters who make the show so much fun to watch. There's so much talent in Evening Shade that it almost seems overcrowded. At Wood's birthday party, for example, the guests include Hal Holbrook, Ossie Davis, Charles Durning, Mary Lou Henner, Anne Wedgeworth, and Elizabeth Ashley. Even when flanked by Reynolds and Holbrook, it's Ashley who steals the show. She doesn't just have lines, she has soliloquies.
I was deeply hurt. I had to find out about this pregnancy from Imogene Eichert. You know Imogene is like CNN, always bringing the world into your living room. It was just a little funny to me how she said that foreign exchange student from Scandinavia, living there for 3 years, nobody even says a word about it. Well, I think it's time to let that boy go home. We ought to all wear T-shirts that say free nails.
Evening Shade is a late entry in the fall sweepstakes, but it's the best new sitcom of the bunch and a rather pleasant surprise. Believe it or not, so is another new CBS series, The Flash. It's based on the DC comic of the same name, it's the most expensive TV hour ever produced, and it's got the toughest time slot on TV, up against The Cosby Show and The Simpsons. The Flash stars John Wesley Shipp as a scientist who has a freak accident. He gets hit by lightning and doused with chemicals at the same time. This gives him super speed, and a fellow scientist, played by Amanda Pays of Max Headroom, helps him measure and control it. Here's a scene where she checks his speed on a treadmill.
Yeah. Liz, I'm really sorry about that. 347 miles an hour?
That was before the equipment crashed. You may not have hit your top speed.
What's happening to me?
What's happening is that CBS has a winner here, but in a loser time slot. The special effects are clever and funny, and kids will love this show, if they ever find it. But if The Flash doesn't make a dent against Bill Cosby and Bart Simpson, CBS ought to move this show to a less competitive time slot, with all deliberate speed.
David Bianculli is TV critic for The New York Post.